Before we get into the topic of the episode, we want to tell you guys that we've partnered with Sugarmoo, who are an online dessert and cake delivery service in Dubai, and we've got a special giveaway at the end of this episode. So listen very carefully.
Yeah, why are we giving away giveaways?
You'll find out if you listen to the end of the episode. No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast.
Welcome to episode 15.
So how's it going? You've been moving? You enjoying your new place?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I've moved to a bigger space, but it's kind of depressing. I can hear my echo.
This is a very odd first world problem.
Yeah.
Like, I've moved into a bigger house and I'm depressed.
I don't know why that's happening though. I feel like I don't have friends anymore. I've just come to this new neighborhood where nobody knows me and I don't know anyone.
So there was a new circus in Dubai.
Circus Latino.
So they came under quite a bit of fire in the last week or so because they had these...
white lions from South Africa.
That actually led to... It kind of exploded, especially in the vegan groups, right? Like, it hasn't helped, I think, that the organizers and stuff have kind of, just kind of showed a finger to everybody and been like, yeah,
whatever. Oh my God, who talks like that? Did you see the guy's interview?
Yeah, I did.
I have to say that he's right, firstly. He's right about the fact that if you eat meat, you cannot complain about circuses. But you can't say that. You're asking people to give you money. Like, he's just like, you guys are fake and you don't exist.
Funny enough, that reminds me of... There was a vegan blogger who basically pitched to, I believe it was Vatra's Food Magazine, about doing an ongoing series about vegan food. And then one of the editors of that magazine returned back and said, how about we do one where we're killing vegans week after week instead of doing vegan recipes, right?
So weird. These people are so weird.
What is up with this stuff?
How are these people the spokespeople for the company that they represent? Why?
I mean, he was eventually fired, at least from what I understand. And then last week... there was some more news that he sat down with the blogger and they had a apology chat of some kind. So I don't know what's going to come out of all this stuff, but of course he did lose his job over it. This is kind of, it's kind of a very similar reaction to what we heard from the circus organizers, where it's you guys are hypocrites, so stop complaining about the circus.
I'm just trying to understand, and I'm very intrigued. Why did the guy think that would be funny to speak about killing vegans and think that he would be unharmed? Did he think it was funny? Did he think he was cracking a smart joke?
I don't think he thought it was funny. I think that's his stand on the situation.
He's publicly speaking about killing a bunch of human beings, and he didn't think anything would happen.
You know that I've actually had someone tell me all this stuff is fuck all, you're not going to make a difference. It's fine, I'm vegetarian, it's not a big deal, but this veganism shit is bullshit.
But that's different.
No, but I mean, so there is this larger thing. We've seen all kinds of reactions come back to us, right, from where we talked about vegan topics and vegan conversations, or whether, and we see that sometimes even outside when we're out and talking to people. And I think that it was more vegans are these people who are sitting on a high horse trying to say how they're better than everybody because they're not eating animals. But actually, they're hypocrites because either A, they're doing all the other stuff. So there's the leather angle to it and the cosmetic angle to it. And they don't care about any of that. And so, what the hell are they doing? What is meat going to do? And then there are the others who talk about animal rights, animal cruelty, but they eat meat. Right. And we've seen and you see both of these, the outspoken people, doing the outrage a lot of times. And so then when they come across that, then they're thinking of those people. So I think he was... I don't think he was making a joke. I think that was how he felt, genuinely. Vegans are hypocrites. They're giving me shit over X, but then they go and do Y, which is also harming animals. So it's a whole different conceptual topic, right, that we can have about there is no such thing as 100% vegan and it's all a step in the right direction type stuff. Especially, I think, the ones who are avid meaters, the ones who don't want to give up meat, for them, this is the justification to be my meat eating or giving up meat eating isn't going to solve the problem because there's leather and da-da-da-da-da. And so since I can't do any of those, why the fuck should I give up meat? I mean, his phrasing was deplorable, obviously, because he wasn't attacking the hypocrisy of the movement. He was saying, let's just kill them one after the other, which is just, this is a whole different kind of insane. And so, yeah, he met her this week saying that, we've made up and I atoned for my crassness and it was a juvenile email, blah, blah, blah. On a side note, look at how he wrote his caption on Instagram, posting a picture with her. Ready? He says, this is me and the vegan. why would you not say this is me and Celine and she, you know, changed the course of my life? It's like, this is me and the vegan. She's called Celine and she changed the course of my life. Like, it's so condescending. But yeah, anyway, so they apparently made up and he's apologized to her in person as well. But yeah, you know, coming back to the circus guy as well, the same thing where they were like, well, you know, quote unquote, mind your own business.
So somebody on the vegan group of Dubai posted a picture of the circus coming in and everyone collectively was shocked. I know people in the vegan circle and then I know people in the animal rescue circle, and both these circles were appalled and they were like, wait a second, does this really happen? It's 2018, people are still paying money to watch animals being exploited in a circus. Everyone just collectively went out there and wrote reviews on the circus page, their Facebook page, and they were sitting and deleting each review and blocking people. And I know that because I wrote a review and it doesn't exist anymore. Within one night or two nights, I saw their ratings had reduced from 5 out of 5 to 1.5 out of 5. And they were now going and deleting as many reviews as they could. But the influx was huge. Everyone was going out there and saying that you cannot expect us to pay for animals being tortured. And it's 2018 and you shouldn't be advertising. Or why can't you have circuses without animals? Obviously, there were some people, mostly their employees, who would then go out and be like, this is the best circus ever. And the animals are so well taken care of. And I was backstage and I saw the animal handler dealing with the lion. I could see true love and things like that. And we're just like, oh, you work over there, you know. Then the National covered it. The reactions of people, and not only were the circus under fire, but there was also Miras, who has organized this, as well as The Last Exit, which is the place where it is going to be held. So there were reviews on all three of their pages and their social medias, and people, and they were getting a lot of flack from the general public. And hence, I think the National was then thought that, okay, it's a good story, and then they covered it. I think we should totally read out what the manager said. Critics should mind their own business, adding that anyone who eats meat had no right to be opposed to the show. The guy's name is Teddy Uwad. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. And he's the manager of the Latino Circus. He claimed that many of the people who posted the negative reviews either do not live in the Emirates or use fake accounts. Where did he get this information from? At least come up with something that's believable. We ride horses and camels since forever, and I don't think horses and camels were created to be ridden. So what goes for horses and camels goes for any other animal. Which means we torture one set of animals, so to justify that, we are going to torture some other set of animals.
He said the words, they were not meant to be ridden, but we're riding them anyway, so let's ride everybody. But if they were not meant to be ridden, maybe stop riding them.
Exactly, right? Yeah. If they want to be against using animals in circuses, he said, they have to stop eating any kind of meat, because I don't think the cow that goes to slaughter is happy about being the main dish on their menu. Dude, this guy is a good potential vegan for us. He understands that cows don't want to be killed. He's not one of those who's like, a cow wants me to milk it because then it feels happy. And eventually the law in all the Arab world does not ban animals in circuses. So I think those so-called activists should respect and abide the law of the country where they are visitors and mind their own business. I have been born and raised in this country. How am I a visitor here?
So look at his points of justification, right? His justification is, well, we're riding all the other animals, let's go for this one too, which is crazy, right? And then the other one is also like, well, it's not banned, therefore I don't give a shit.
But he's not torturing. You've not seen the true love between them.
So yeah, it's a bit of a bizarre argument, but he's making it anyway.
He's covered all his sides. You eat meat, therefore you cannot talk about torture to animals. We ride camels, therefore we doesn't stop us from riding lions. And eventually, oh, but it's not against the law, bye-bye.
Yeah, and the rest of you who, you know, like any other people who come in, you don't live here anyway, so you can't. Why are you commenting about stuff? Yeah, why? Mind your own business. That's going to be the title of this episode, Mind Your Own Business.
Congratulations, Teddy Uwad, you're awesome. If I were running a circus, I wouldn't put this guy out there to be my spokesperson. You know what I mean?
Yeah, seriously. That is not smart at all.
I mean, all he had to say / bullshit was that we take care of our animals very well, which he has, by the way, somewhere.
Yeah, they treated. I mean, that's what he says, right? Where they treated well, you see the love between us and the whatever. I think that is kind of what he's saying.
Yeah, we assure our customers and the general public that animals are well cared for as per the international regulatory standards set by CITES, which is Convention of International Trade in Endangered Species on Wild Fauna and Flora. Why does CITES even exist? So you can trade in endangered species provided you abide by Rule 1, Rule 2, Rule 3.
Yeah, the law hasn't caught up yet. Quite obviously.
I've learned a lot from this news lately.
I told you it was worth discussing.
Why does CITES exist? Convention of International Trade in Endangered Species. Yes. CITES ensures ethical trade of wild animals. This is what human slaughter is. Have you seen the billboard on Sheikh Zayed Road? Milk comes from happy cows. Why don't you show it to us then? I'm going to meet
with him. Did you not see the animation that they created? It was a guy who went and surveyed it and drew the exact picture of what is happening over there.
Oh dear.
So, and the other thing that came up in the process of doing this also is because, you know, we were having a conversation about this, right, you and me, and then we started talking about how or what the regulations are everywhere, and that led me to look up a few things, and I discovered our belief that, you know, the stuff is really banned in a lot of countries, and, you know, our region needs to catch up, was actually not as strong as I thought it was. Because we discovered that there are very, very few countries where use of animals in circus is actually banned. A lot of places where we think the use of animals is banned actually applies only to certain species of animals or certain wild animals, and not for regular animals or whatever they don't call endangered.
Yeah, you share that with me. So I think there are only 4 countries in this world.
That's what the latest one I could find shows.
Only 4 countries in this world that ban the use of all animals in a circus.
Yeah. So, well done, Cyprus, Greece, Malta, and Bolivia. Kudos to you. But in the rest of the countries, wherever you hear stuff about, you know, animals being banned in circuses, they are primarily wild animals. In some cases, it's even within the wild animals, there are segregations. And what's amazing to me actually is like in the countries where you would think this would be a larger issue, so you think countries like the US, UK, Canada, there's no national ban. They're localized bans. So certain counties and states and stuff have certain things implemented, but it's not national, which is just...
What's happening in India?
There is a proposal on the table to ban it for all animals. So India does it for wild species so far. Like there are restrictions on using certain wild animals in circuses, but a proposal has been tabled to ban it for all animals, basically. I have to check. I couldn't find any information regarding whether or not it's going to be tabled, because there's a parliament session that's coming now. I haven't seen it if it's going to be tabled within the session or not, but it's listed as one of the proposals that is going to be put up. So if not this session, then the next one. So that's progress, I suppose.
So just to take a step back and to tell our listeners why, how wild animals are treated in circuses and why this is something that we absolutely are against. So animals that are usually used in circuses, that would be elephants, tigers, lions, bears. They're snatched away from the wild, from their families and their friends. And they're made and trained to do tricks. Now, a lot of people think that these animals, when they see them on stage, they feel that, okay, this animal looks happy, you know, he's happily doing his trick or whatever. But what goes on behind to train an animal to do these tricks is not as simple as show the dog a treat and then he will give you a high five. Most of these animals are tortured to learn these tricks. They are beaten up using whips and pull hooks. They're given electric shocks. They are kept in solitary confinement and they are starved so that they then associate food with learning a trick.
Yeah, it's all obedience training, right? Like, so they want to condition the animal to perform something so that they are fed. Perform something so they get a treat or they get whatever, they're treated well. And so then the animal in that conditioning, and I mean animals are
food driven.
They're food driven, and also they're not special thinkers, and for them it's very
straightforward.
Yeah, right? Like if this is what is going to get me the food, then this is what I'm going to do. I don't think that for them it's like, oh well, I'm going to plan a heist and escape. And I mean, this is not where the head's at. And eventually just that's what their life becomes. They don't know any better as well. So that's the other problem too. We see this with pets and stuff as well, right? Like after they're domesticated and after they're used to it, they don't know how to survive in any other way anyway. I mean, we talk about concepts like Stockholm syndrome and things like that for humans as well, that repeated obedience training and repeated conditioning, even on humans, has that kind of an effect.
So. Yeah. Except that humans do have a choice and they can think for themselves.
No, no, they can. Of course, that's something. But I'm saying even when that's the case, how many cases do we see where, like, you know, they don't know any better way to live?
Yeah, and plus just taking them away from the wild, bringing them in cities to perform. Not to forget the solitary confinement, right? Where they're not allowed to interact with each other or with their own species. The constant moving back and forth from one country to the other in cages and in large trucks where they're usually just standing for hours. None of this is natural. None of this is fun. None of this is entertaining. I mean, I was going and where I had placed my review, which obviously got deleted, I saw a host of people who actually went for the show and they were so happy and they were like, oh my God, my kids have learned, they've seen a lion. And what are you teaching your children? You're teaching your children that enslavement of wild animals is okay. It's normal to see a wild animal ride a unicycle or, you know, kick a ball. No, it's not. That's not how wild animals are supposed to be. You're teaching your children enslavement. You're teaching your children torture. And I mean, even when you're actually watching the show, you're seeing that the animal handler is constantly prodding and poking the animal.
Or whipping. We've seen, I mean, a lot of circuses and stuff, you actually see them whipping the animal.
Even stuff like horse carriages and riding, you're whipping the horse. It's out of fear. It's not a thing that you need to do. All the animal handler needs to do is poke the guy with a rod, not even necessarily beat it. And that fear is enough for the guy to perform, for the animal to perform. And it's just sad. So please don't take your kids to these circuses where they use animals in the name of entertainment. It's not right and they don't deserve to be there.
You know, we did a larger topic a couple of months ago regarding using animals for entertainment at large. So we also talked about other things. I mean, you mentioned horse carriages just now, but we talked about stuff beyond circuses as well. Travel, like tourism-based things, zoos and the like, right? And we talked about that. So that was episode 5. I mean, to check it out, I think there's a lot more stuff in there. And I'm hopeful that, like, you know, at least it created some awareness. I mean, it's unfortunate that they're deleting comments and stuff, but I mean, it's good that they created some awareness. And I mean, it was very heartwarming to see there were so many people like righteously outraged about it, and that was across multiple groups. It wasn't just like the vegan groups.
What can you guys do to help? Boycott these circuses and please don't give them your money. If there is no demand at all, these circuses will be forced to shut down, and no more animals will ever be used for entertainment. I just want to take a moment and add something over here. I would like to apologize to our listeners because the previous episode started with me sneezing and I had no say in it. Chirag gets to edit all the episodes and he just does whatever he pleases, and I'm not happy with that. So I'm sorry that you guys have to hear me sneezing.
So first of all, I did send it to you as I always do and you said just release it. So that was the first thing. And the second thing in this is I'm going to make it up to you by giving you a gift. This special announcement actually is in partnership with Sugar Moo, who are a cake delivery and online dessert store in Dubai. And one of the earliest bakers to have a pretty full range of vegan desserts.
They've got a huge range.
Which is great, right? Because that's one of the biggest complaints we hear from a lot of friends and vegans around Dubai, that vegan desserts are hard. And so it's obviously great that we've got somebody like Sugar Moo, who's been, you know, who launched a range quite some time ago and has expanded it quite well. And then more importantly, they're celebrating our first anniversary with us.
Yay!
Yeah. So the question for this episode that you need to answer to enter this giveaway is, what is the name of the circus that brought the white lions from South Africa that we talked about on this episode? You can answer this question in one of two ways. You can either leave us a comment on Instagram on the post about this episode, or you can also leave us a comment on this episode's webpage. So you can visit amaya.fm/2vegans/15, and there's a little comment box at the bottom of the episode text. On the bottom of the show notes, you can leave us a comment there with the answer to this question and we'll be entered into the giveaway.
Or you can also find us on Facebook or on Instagram and private message us. Just reach out to us. We are everywhere. Or you can call Chirag on 050.
There are days when I'm happy that you forget things and there are days when I'm extremely grateful. Today is the grateful day. Cool. So we look forward to hearing from everybody and we'll be back really soon with more news, another giveaway, and a whole new episode.
Dun, dun, tish.
Keep on keeping on.
No, it's boring. They see me charring, they hate him.
We're going to do that again?
No.